I'm 45 now, so I'm either halfway through a healthy life or almost done with not so healthy life. I don't know which one. I won't know till it's over where this was. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know. Nobody knows, I guess. I think human life expectancy is pretty good. We get a good run, you know? Some people die early, you know? If I die now, people will be like, oh, that's too bad. If I die 5 years from now, they'll be like, well, all right. Like, it's not even... It's like, as soon as you're 50, you're a candidate. You know there's no candlelight vigils for 50-year-old guys that die. And you start pushing in the air. Yeah, you know, some people get to be like 80s, 90s. You know, there are people that get to like 114, and then they're in the news, and it's always some old guy. I met Napoleon. No, you didn't. You liar. You oldest liar in the world. But 45, you know, you're not old yet, but you start having moments where you kind of start getting what old is. Especially if you didn't take care of yourself, you know? This is where, at my age, if I'm sitting down and somebody tells me I need to get up and go in another room, I need to be told all the information why first. You gotta explain all of that shit to me. What, why do I, what, no, why though? Your car's being towed right now. Well, that's what happens to me then. I accept that. Because getting up is a whole thing. It means I have to decide, do I really want to be alive anymore? Like, let's start with that. And then I gotta start kind of rocking to get momentum. Like, I'm trying to get an old Honda out of a snowbank. The worst part of my day, worst part of every day of my life, is when I have to put on my socks. Putting on my socks is the worst part of every day. And it always will be. Even if I have a terrible day in the future where my grandmother is murdered by my other grandmother. If that ever happened to me, the worst part of that day will be when I put on my socks. Because... But if I had to putting on my socks, that means here's what I have to do. I have to get my hands past my pointed toe. I don't even know how I do it. I'm sitting here, I don't know how I do that. It's because you have to, it's like folding a bowling ball in half. And as soon as I start, I can feel I'm pushing all the fat up into my vital organs. And I just feel all the systems failing. Beep, beep, beep. And I have to try, like, I have to lay on my back like an 8-year-old and go like this. And I start passing out. And I know other people's lives are hard. I know. I saw an interview on TV with Michael J. Fox, and he has Parkinson's, and he was describing brushing his teeth. He said it takes him 2 hours a day, and he said it's agony. And I saw this, and I thought, okay, that's hard. That is hard. And so is putting on my socks. Sorry, Michael. Doesn't make it easier to know about your thing. Tell you what, I'll help you brush your teeth. You help me with the socks. I don't know. I like getting older, though. Life is an education, and if you're older, you're smarter. I just believe that. If you're in an argument with somebody and they're older than you, you should listen to them. It doesn't mean they're right. It means that even if they're wrong, their wrongness is rooted in more information than you have. They've been here longer. If you're older, you're smarter. How many people here, by applause, are 45 or older? 45 or older, applaud. Okay. That's about 60 people. Out of 2,400. Here's the interesting thing. There's way more. I can see you. There's so many more. This is Arizona. There are way more people in that demographic, but they didn't clap. Why? Because they're smart. They're sitting in the dark going, I don't have to clap. I don't have to do anything. They're not doing it. And they're right. You know why? Because never identify yourself. Never. Are you crazy? You don't know why I'm asking. How do you know what I'm... Okay, burn them all. Burn everybody over 45. How do you know I'm not going to do that? How many people here by applause are 40 or younger? 40 or younger, applaud. That's every time. Every time. That is a weird thing to celebrate in a room where you're not the only people here. That's like going to a cancer ward. Not me. Woo! I don't have it. I don't have it. If you're older, you're smarter. A 55-year-old garbage man is a million times smarter than a 28-year-old with 3 PhDs. Especially smarter than him. Because this idiot has been thinking about 3 things for like 15 years. He's worthless. The garbage man is 55. He's had some experience. Things have happened to him. He went to Cape Cod one summer. He saw a dead guy floating in the motel pool. He took a bus to Montreal.